This test was initiated in 2007, so my presentation is a progress report based on 1 year data. Some reason for our work: high production costs and low cotton prices make it more important for our producers to cut the inputs and increase the yield, and also drastic increase in the cost of oil and the subsequent increase in fertilizer cost has forced many growers to consider reduced rate or variable rate nitrogen application. Researchers at Oklahoma State University for past, I would say, Randy, 14 years, have developed algorithm for applying nitrogen based on optical sensor. These algorithms calculate the nitrogen need for corn, wheat, canola, rice, and Bermuda grass. So what is the base for our work already been done? The answer is, fortunately, they don't have one for cotton yet. So that's, we can jump in there. Number two, there is significant variation in soil type in our area. This is one typical field in South Carolina. You walk 200 feet, you could be in different soil type. So soil texture relates to factors that have major impact on crop productivity. Mobile nutrients such as nitrogen are used, lost, and stored differently as soil texture varies. And also yield potential of the sandy soil generally is less than clay soil. So this will affect how we manage nitrogen on different soil types. This is one example of variation in our area. This picture been taken at the same day from the same field with all inputs being same, nitrogen, irrigation, everything. The picture in the left yield was four times higher than one in the... So how to manage the nitrogen here, it's a different story. Our work during past 10 years have shown strong correlation between soil electrical conductivity data and cotton yield math. Several studies, including ours, have shown high correlation between crop normalized difference vegetation index, NDVI, and plant biomass. So using this information, our objective was to develop an algorithm for variable rate application of nitrogen in cotton production using plant NDVI and soil electrical conductivity data. So to do that, we took a 3 acres field, then divided field to 60 plots. These plots are 8-row cotton by 60 feet long. Then used Veris 3100 to map the whole field. This showing the raw data from Veris. At the speed we were traveling, and we mapped every 4 rows, so in each plot we had about 20 data points. So we took those data points, average in every plot, and then divided the field to 3 zones based on soil electrical conductivity. Numbers are low because every soil we have starts with sand. Number two reason for low EC reading started about 2 years ago after company took the Veris and modified the software. Based on the data we've been collecting, I go to the same field and under same condition, my number is going to be 3 times lower. So if I was getting 15, now it's going to show 5. So we used to be proud of getting 10 in our soil type, but not anymore. What this number showing here, in coastal plain soil, we got sand at the top, then clay at the bottom. The looking at these data, all I can tell if I find it. The depth to the clay layer in zone 1 is deeper than depth to the clay layer in zone 3. That's what it's showing, and zone 2 is in between. This test had two parts. One was developing algorithm, second part to test it, test the algorithm, was usually done second years, but we were in a hurry, we were behind, we wanted to do both of them the same year. So we took these three strips and divided to smaller plots for ramp nitrogen application. So we had three zones based on soil EC data, 5 nitrogen application rates, 0, 30, 60, 90, and 120 pounds per acre. And we replicated all these treatments 3 times in each zone, so total of 9 replication for each nitrogen rate. The cotton variety was Delta Pine Triple Nickel, planted around second week in May. And we irrigated plots. This is not scheduled irrigation. We just, anytime we felt cotton needs some water, we went out there, put 1/2 inch to 3/4 inch. So we put total of 5 1/4 inch water in this field. And pre-plant fertilizer, that is 0060, 100 pounds per acre. This is showing the nitrogen rates in the field. The last numbers, 150, that should be 120. There's typo. They're showing the different rates in the field. For applying ramp application, we put the system together. The spraying part is very similar to Oklahoma State system. It got 4 rows of nozzle. These nozzles are 1X, 2X, 4X, and 8X. That means if one row puts out 10, second row gonna put 20, 40, 80. By combining these 4 sets, we can put 16 rates of nitrogen. The difference between our system and Oklahoma State system is this ground-driven wheel here. We can adjust this wheel, so if you wanna change the rate every 20 feet or 10 feet, we can adjust the wheel, so it will send the signal to the controller every 10 feet or 20 feet, whatever you wanna change the rate. This is showing our ramp plots. We put 1 strip in every zone, so that's zone 1, zone 2, zone 3, and the rate changes from 0 to 150 pounds, so we've got 16 rates here. Our controller system, each of these switches are attached to a relay which control the valve on the sprayer. This can be done by hand by changing the rate. So if you turn this switch on plus this one, it's gonna be 50 pounds. When you put on other mode, then we are using the simple circuit. Really, the base is this chip here, counter chip, which generates binary code from 0000 to 111. So when it's 11, all 41, all the relays are activated and all valves are on. So it takes the signal from the wheel every time, receives 1 signal, moves to the next sequence of binary code. After reaching to 111, goes back again to 0. So we can keep, if you keep driving, you can put as many ramps you want, one after another. It's gonna go from 0 to highest, then back to 0 and to the highest rate again. For measuring NDVI, we used GreenSeeker RT200. It's got 6 sensors on it. So we are sensing 6 rows out of 8 in every plot. And also we measure the SPAD reading using Minolta chlorophyll meter. We measured plant height and SPAD reading 58, 67, and 80 days after emergence from all plots. And we took 10 leaves from each plot and analyzed for nitrogen concentration. This is showing some of the examples from NDVI measurements. This one is 39 days after emergence, or that is the really time for first side dressing nitrogen. Then we got 47 days after emergence. That was second nitrogen application time. As you see, these 3 curves are from different zones. So this is sandy zone, medium zone, and higher zone. So it's showing we are getting different numbers from a different zone. The problem we had later in the season, we started saturating the sensor. 80-day sensor completely saturated. And at this point, I believe it's because of the height it's saturating. Since we are not changing the height of the sensor on the go, anywhere we had higher rate of nitrogen plants were taller, so it's that's where we saturated. If I plot those data, how the NDVI changing over the time, for zero nitrogen, it increased all the way to 80 days after emergence. And when you go 90 and above, first of all, there wasn't much differences between NDVI here. And at the end, they started dropping. So to calculate the algorithm using Oklahoma State technology, the first step gonna be calculating in-season yield estimate, which is NDVI. I don't know what this line has moved up, but NDVI divided by number of days from emergence, that's what we use. These are the growing degree days above zero, which in our case, all the days were above the zero growing degree days. So we measured five times, 39, 47, 58, 67, 80 days after immersion. And as mentioned, these two dates are the when we applied probably for side dressing nitrogen. This showing from one of those dates, if I take the in-season estimated yield versus actual cutting yield, it gave us a good correlation with the R squared 9.3. But when I divided this to zones, I got three curves with a lot higher R squared. So I analyzed using stepwise regression. So I put the shallow and deep EC data, and shallow EC increased significantly the R-square value. So in coastal plain soil, soil lithial conductivity gotta be part of the model to makes the model more accurate. These dots are the average of the yield, but looking at it, it's the actual yield from the versus the nitrogen rate. In sandier soil, it showed response all the way to 120 pounds, but for the zone 2 and 3 after 90 pounds, the yield increase wasn't significant. So taking that equation we developed and plotting, which that's the yield potential without applying nitrogen. I believe Randy gonna explain this in detail later, RI value, but this is response index. It's maximum NDVI from nitrogen-rich strip or your highest nitrogen rate divided by zero nitrogen or farmer practice. So it will give this curve. But if I keep multiplying, I'll end up with six sales of cotton, which is impossible in South Carolina to get that. So somewhere you got to put a maximum limit, and that's what we did here. So I went back using my ramp. If I had side dressed, what would that happen? How much nitrogen I should have put in there? And there is an equation for nitrogen uptake, which is amount of nitrogen length and seed at harvest minus, this is for this curve, and this part is for this curve. So difference between these two is amount of nitrogen is needed. In our area, nitrogen efficiency is 50%, so divide by that, it gives us the nitrogen rate. Most of our growers put 90 units of nitrogen. These nitrogen average 62 pounds, so about 31% reduction in nitrogen use if we use variable rate. Well, we found also good correlation between nitrogen rate and leaf concentration, and also SPAD measurement versus nitrogen. All days we were similar results. So if I summarize based on 1 year, there is a potential to use mid-season plant NDVI data for variable rate application of nitrogen for in fertilizer and cotton production. The soil EC data should be included in N-rate prediction equation for the southeastern coastal plain soil. The variable rate in application predicted 31% less fertilizer compared to uniform rate application. In lower EC area, seed cotton yield increased as nitrogen rate increased. However, in medium and high EC, there was no response above 90. There was significant difference in cotton yield between three management zone, and there was excellent correlation between N rates and percent leaf nitrogen. We appreciate the support of Cotton Incorporated, South Carolina Cotton Board, and Clemson PSA. So if there is time, I'll answer the question. If not.
Well, we better go ahead and move on to the next presenter. So we'd like to hold all questions till the break.